Hi everyone, I'm Brian Peters, and this is The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer, your weekly sandbox for social media stories, insights, experimentation, and learning.
Welcome to episode number 77. I'm Haley Griffiths, and this week we're covering a huge change to Facebook newsfeed. This change will have an impact on your results as a brand or company, so we'd love to help you prepare for what might be coming.
There's lots of talk out there about the implications of this newsfeed change, both good and bad. Hopefully this episode will help to clarify exactly what's happening and how you can adapt as marketers as it rolls out.
Let's kick it off. So when Mark Zuckerberg said that he wanted to fix Facebook in 2018, I'm not sure that anyone thought he would make such a big change so quickly. 12 days into the new year, Zuckerberg and team dropped what might be the biggest Facebook newsfeed update in years, and particularly the biggest newsfeed update in years for brands. So quite understandably, the future of Facebook for marketers and brands is a bit uncertain right now.
Yeah, this one definitely sent some shockwaves through the marketing industry. It's funny though, because we've been here before. I'm not sure if everyone remembers, but this isn't the first time that Facebook announced that they're going to be showing more content from friends and family and less from brands. But for some reason, this time around feels like a bit more real. Zuckerberg is on a mission to make Facebook a great place to be for its users.
I agree that it feels more real this time. I think at the heart of this change is a move to keep users engaged in the Facebook platform, which I love from a user perspective, but from a brand marketing perspective, it is definitely a little bit scary. Another change in the newsfeed algorithm. A lot of us are probably asking ourselves, will our organic reach decrease? Will our traffic decrease? Will we have to pay more in advertising? I think these questions are running through a lot of marketers' minds at the moment.
So let's talk about exactly what's going to be happening with the newsfeed. And this is coming directly from a press release written by Facebook's head of newsfeed, Adam Osseri. First is that the Facebook algorithm will now heavily favor showing content based on how many people react to, comment on, or share the posts. So these signals, as Facebook is calling them, will determine how high posts are shown in the newsfeed.
I think we can all get behind that change, but
yeah, absolutely.
It does get a little bit tricky. So Adam Mosseri also wrote, "We will also prioritize posts that spark conversations and meaningful interactions between people." So notice the words "between people" there. Adam then goes on to say, "To do this, we will predict which posts you might want to interact with your friends about and show those posts higher in the feed. These are posts that inspire back and forth discussion in the comments and posts that you might want to share and react to."
Yeah, you know, Haley, when I was reading this press release, I was, you know, thinking up until this point, oh, these sound like great changes. What's the big deal? But yeah. Right after that part that you just read, Adam ends with this sentence: "We will also prioritize posts from friends and family over public content." So public content being content from publishers and businesses. So I guess what was your reaction when you first heard that, Haley?
I feel like that was a very roundabout way of saying pages. Like, I could have public content on my profile. I could share a post publicly, but that's not what they're talking about because I'm a human. They're definitely talking about businesses and brands and pages. I don't know. I think on my end, I don't use Facebook very much, as much as I used to. I don't find my feed very valuable. So this is in particular interesting for me. Maybe my feed will become more valuable. Instagram is a lot of friends and family for me, and that's just not what Facebook is anymore. And maybe that's what Facebook is trying to go back to. As a marketer, though, it sounds like Facebook is just going to ask for more advertising dollars. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, actually, I'm really glad you brought that up. And I love how you used the word valuable there, because I also, you know, even being in Facebook all the time as a Facebook marketer, do not find myself scrolling through the Facebook news feed. And honestly, there's a lot of ads, there's a lot of content I'm not interacting with. Even like the friends and family posts that I see aren't necessarily like what I would call quote unquote quality content, right? So I think this is an attempt to make the Facebook feed, like you said, more valuable and keep people in the Facebook feed for longer.
Yeah, we will see how this goes. And this release that Facebook made, there's a lot of information in there, and it doesn't end with what we just said. So Adam Mosseri goes on to say, as we make these updates, pages may see their reach, video watch time, and referral traffic decrease. The impact will vary from page to page, driven by factors including the type of content they produce and how people interact with it. Pages making posts that people generally don't react to or comment on could see the biggest decrease in distribution. Pages whose posts prompt conversation between friends will see less of an effect.
And there it is, though. From all of this, that was the shining light hidden deep within this announcement. And when I got to that part, my ears definitely perked up. I got super excited. So just to reiterate that last sentence there, pages whose posts prompt conversations between friends will see less of an effect. So I think now more than ever, it's a really, really great time to be a brand on Facebook. And a lot of people are probably thinking not, but what I mean by that is that those brands that are creating great content, embracing video, embracing live video, and doing lots of the things that we talk about regularly on this show might actually benefit from this change.
Definitely. It's like getting rid of this whole section of Facebook that isn't giving as great content. So This is probably a great thing for the Facebook ecosystem as a whole. You can't just have brands, people, and businesses posting unlimited amounts of content. No one wins in that situation. So if you take what Facebook says and focus on content and posts that generate conversation between people, then you're going to experience benefits from this change. Facebook is basically saying, we'll reward you if you create content that people actively, not passively, engage with. Actively meaning commenting, reacting, sharing, all of the good things.
Yeah, exactly. It's such a great point. It seems scary now, but I really do think that this will be for the best. I think it'll force brands to consider everything they're creating for social media and for other channels, obviously. Asking themselves, will this make people want to react, comment, and share? The other thing is, too, is that a lot of brand content is really good. So I do interact with some brand content on Facebook, and I actually do enjoy it. So it's not like Facebook is saying we're removing brand content completely. I think that's what might be going through some people's minds. What Facebook is saying is that they're removing bad brand content. And I think that's an important distinction.
I agree. And there was a point in time when Facebook did test removing brand content completely. Do you remember that?
Yeah, absolutely.
People were freaking out. And like, I think that this is probably a better response to that, is that they're not removing brands completely. Brands really didn't like that when they ran that test. And they mentioned that test in this release. They said, at one point, we tested that and this isn't the same thing. So I think that this is a good step forward. It's just making the news feed better.
Yeah, exactly. And we can't forget that there is a lot of great brand content out there. And like I said before, it's not like every friend and family post is great content. So they're going to find a balance.
It's true. Well, another thing I found interesting from this press release was that at the end, when Adam was talking about live video content, he said that live videos often lead to discussion among viewers on Facebook. And in fact, live videos get 6 times as many interactions as regular videos on average. So many creators who post videos on Facebook prompt discussion among their followers, and they're specifically encouraging live videos. This is really interesting.
Yeah, I found that interesting too, for 2 reasons. Number one is that Facebook has been saying do live video for a long time now, and I don't think anyone's listened. I think people tried live video, thought it didn't work, and then kind of just moved on. So basically Facebook saying, hey, don't forget about live video. It definitely works. And then number two is just talking about video in general and creating video that makes people want to comment on it or share. And obviously, like, live video is perfect for that because, there's lots of examples out there, but you can actually make people want to comment and get them talking and get them sharing and tagging friends in your live video.
Yeah, I love that. It's interesting that Facebook is making such a push for live video. Like, I don't think it's something I personally would have continued to try if it weren't for the fact that Facebook is like, no, this is it. No, we're doing this. This is definitely happening. So like, I think it might encourage more people to use it for sure.
Well, it's interesting to me too, Haley, and I don't know about your experience, but I don't really see that much live video in the news feed. So I'm in between if Facebook's just saying this right now or if they're like seeing trends that we're not seeing or what, but I don't really see that much live video.
I don't anymore either. I feel like when it first came out, there were a couple people in my friends and family circle that were experimenting with it. Not that to say that they were doing it well. They were just experimenting with it. And I did not watch some of those live videos because some of them were not very interesting to me. I've seen a couple of brand videos that I've really liked, live videos, mm-hmm. like people giving training live or giving advice or doing like Q&A sessions. Like I've seen those. So it's really been brands that have been doing live video well.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, again, another opportunity for brands with this algorithm change. So Adam also mentioned Facebook groups in the press release as well, saying that in groups, people often interact around public content. So there's that word again, public content. Businesses often connect with their communities by posting relevant updates and news, which can help to start conversations on important issues. So again, groups going to be an important factor moving forward.
I like groups. I think that some groups get really out of hand. I'm probably in too many, so I have to mute them. But I do like the idea of groups. It's not public, but it's not necessarily private either. Like, you know that feeling, it's almost that feeling you get on Twitter where there's a bunch of cool people that you followed and you get this really tailored news feed on Twitter of great people that you're interested in. I feel like the same thing with groups. Like, there's all these people that I'm interested in and I'm only seeing what they're posting instead of my wider news feed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, so you get the notification when someone posts in a group, obviously if you don't have it muted. And then if it's funny too, because even if you don't go to the group to look at that post, Facebook's algorithm actually still shows you the group post in your news feed. So you're actually getting it on two levels.
Yeah. You can see it in a couple of places. They clearly right. like groups.
Yeah. So all in on groups in 2018, as long as this algorithm change really does come to fruition. So that'll be an interesting one to follow for sure.
And like I mentioned, one more thing to keep in mind is that this update is not the same as the test that we talked about where Facebook moved all public page content to the Explore tab. So page posts are still appearing in the newsfeed. There may be fewer of them, and they are really hunting for the highest quality, most reactions there.
Well, a big change coming to Facebook in the near future, but I really do believe that this is a positive change. I think we'll start to see a shift in how brands approach Facebook marketing and a real uptick in quality content.
Absolutely agreed. We've been here before. Facebook has made changes to their algorithm that negatively affect brand reach and engagement before, and we always find a way to adapt. So I'd expect nothing less from all of the savvy marketers that listen to this show. It is a challenge, but it is also a huge opportunity.
And if you want to get involved in this conversation, we would absolutely love to hear from you. Use the hashtag BufferPodcast on Twitter to get in touch. Lots more about this change coming up from us in the coming weeks as we find out more.
Until next Monday, everyone.